This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. As we do, we're going to talk to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, get a little combat pistol craft going on. I trust, sir, that you and yours had a very Merry Christmas.
Yeah, absolutely, Mr. Bill. Things are going really well. Recovery's going well. Can't complain at all.
So, I got a question for you, and I this is for purely my own edification, because I don't know if I made a mistake here or not. So, I was at a gun shop.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw a used pistol there that, you know, everybody claims. All these special forces types claim to carry it, all of these, although they do have a caveat to it that nobody talks about, and we'll bring that up in a minute. But, you know, I know lots of law enforcement carries it, and I know lots of just regular people carry it because it's so easy to carry. It is the SIG P365.
Okay.
Now, I got it. The gun, for what it is, it's, you know, it's remarkable. I mean, it's a little more narrow than a Glock 26, which makes it easier to carry. I've been having a few back issues, so trying to find a gun that will work with a back issue, that was sort of a problem, although, you know, now I've sort of come around that bend and now I can carry anything.
Right.
And, I just wanted to try it because I'd never tried it. You know, so I think it's the number one selling gun in the United States right now, probably followed by the Glock 19 or something else like that. But
okay. Anyway.
So I got it.
So the question is?
Yes. Well, the question is, so I got it, and I'm shooting it. Now, I have arthritic hands. Gun shot beautifully.
Right.
Shot beautifully. I mean, it's straight out of the gate, like all SIGs and CZs and everything else. That grip angle assists me a great deal. And, you know, I'm shooting center mass. It was a beautiful thing. I was really enjoying it. Didn't have an issue. Not one hiccup, not nothing. The gun performed. And it also mitigated. I expected it to be a little more snappy than it was. It was sort of snappy, but not nearly as snappy as I thought it was going to be. So it was,
right,
it was on the range. It
well, that's
going to
be
surprise.
Based on the ammo you're firing through it.
Right, right. So,
you know, if you're using, Plus P or, you know, Plus P Plus, I don't know, man. It's certainly going to be a little more snappy, being a compact gun.
Right. But
go ahead, continue, man.
Nonetheless, so then I get home, and my wife has decided to take up shooting, so I have some snap caps, and I'm trying to, she had shot the gun the day, this was actually designed to be her gun, right? Although,
okay.
I wanted to shoot it because if I could do well with it, I was like, well, I could get one of these, and, you know, then I would have this for certain applications.
Right.
So, I put the snap caps in it, and I'm trying to run it, and my arthritic hands sort of mess that up because it's so small. The slide is it is more narrow, so it's easier to carry, but it's also more narrow, and it stresses certain things in my hand.
Okay. Okay.
And when I was trying to run the slide back, you know, everybody grabs the back of the slide, runs it back. My hand stays over the ejection port and catches the snap cap coming out, and it creates a stovepipe.
Okay.
I did figure out if I grab it on the front serrations and run it, then I can clear the stoppage. But at that point, you know, with as many of the classes as I've gone to, and I don't know how you teach to clear a stoppage, but, you know, that's the way Jaeger teaches it. That's the way Fisher showed me to do it. You know, all the classes I've taken here.
Well, the manual of arms for a specific gun is going to be determined by the location and function of its controls and how it's made.
Right.
But see, here's, if I may throw a little ESP moment on you.
Please.
Thinking about where you're going. Where people fall down, you know, all major manufacturers that have a successful full-size pistol invariably come out with a compact model of it. And in some instances, due to the success of the compact model, they'll come out with a subcompact model. Well, the smaller you make a handguns are difficult to fire what I would say exceptionally well in the first place. You start downsizing, going to a compact or even a subcompact model, you just reduced the real estate that you have to work with in respect to all manual of arms as they apply to keeping the pistol in action, getting it back into action, or, you know, firing it successfully. You can, you know, buy a pistol of any size you want, but you've only got one pair of hands, and when you reduce the size of the pistol, I guess the best way to say it, to the uninitiated, there's going to be a fairly steep learning curve in respect to how to fire a compact or subcompact effectively and run it effectively, efficiently, effectively, however you want to describe it. The biggest issue that I see as it relates to relying on a compact or subcompact handgun as a fighting handgun is heat. You use a compact or subcompact handgun and put in what I know to be a workout of, you know, 3 to 4 hours, maybe 400 to 600 rounds on the high end. Heat is going to make itself readily apparent. And how long do you think you can effectively fight with a handgun in, say, a high round count type scenario before heat becomes a factor? You see what I mean?
I do.
And this, what I'm speaking to here became readily apparent a long time ago, it was certainly when I was active in the service. And we were working with a crew of guys from out west that were working with H&K P7s. And, I mean, the dudes were top shelf. I mean, these cats were performers. And during
action. Hold that up. I want to hear this. I want to hear about this. We're coming up on the first break. Dave's website is combatspeed.com. You can find him on Facebook at Dave Harrington. He's out of the boot, probably, you know, dancing rings around things now. We'll talk about that later on as we go through this segment and everything. And, this is Lock and Load.
DesantisBuilder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, the home of the Salus line, Militia line, Providence, the home of the binary trigger. Check them out, FranklinArmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington. I'm trying to determine if I misspoke in a thing I was talking about with a gun I tried, and we were just getting to the part of heat and the part it plays, and you were giving us an example. So please, sir, if you will, please continue.
Okay, no worries. The heat issue became readily apparent when, I want to say this is like early to mid 90s, when I was in the service at, working at, Fort Bragg, Range 37. We were working with a crew from out west that had chosen as a element, had chosen HK P7s. If you remember, the P7 was a squeeze cocker.
Yeah,
remember that?
I do.
They're rarer than hen's teeth now. If you can find a crispy one, you will pay a premium. However, they chose for their organization. They had chose that pistol, that specific pistol, for a lot of good reasons. You would choose that pistol to rely on. One thing they did not anticipate was, based on the amount of work that we were performing throughout the course of our day, we were actually having to take breaks to allow their pistols to cool. Now, this was during the summer months, and it was, extremely warm out. However, big deal. You know what I mean?
Right.
The gun that, the guns were just small. It's compact handgun. And based on the amount of work we were doing, we'd have to take breaks because the guns would get too hot to literally handle. And that is, sticking with the standard operating procedures of wearing gloves, work gloves. And these are all factors. But just to say arbitrarily, I'm going to select a compact handgun or even a subcompact handgun to rely on as a fighting handgun, I don't agree with that. I think it's a mistake. A fighting handgun, at a minimum, should be a full-size handgun for a lot of reasons, not just the additional real estate to give yourself every opportunity to run the gun as efficiently as possible. The size or the full-size gun will have the longest sight radius that, provided you have the knowledge and skill, should be able to take advantage of that. Although that's really not that big of a deal based on the make and manufacture, the quality of the handgun. I'm not saying a longer sight radius is going to make a pistol more accurate, because I can give you one instance to prove that it's not. I've got a G26 that is an absolute tack driver over any number of, 17s, 34s I've had.
Right.
And the reason I believe that is the case is I believe the accuracy is due in part because it is basically a subcompact gun. And in the Glock specific, you don't have as much frame flex. You follow me on that one?
You're talking about on the polymer frame, right?
Yeah, on the polymer frame, you don't have as much flexing. So having seen that firsthand, it leads me to believe that if you have either a compact or a subcompact version of a modern combat pistol with a polymer frame that happens to be more accurate than the full-size guns, that is my conclusion, that you have less frame flex and less flexing you know, lends itself to more accurate shot placement.
Have you ever had somebody come and take a class with you with a subcompact gun and run it through the whole class?
No, I have not. No, I have not, because primarily I, well, prior to, you know, 2020, ran some of, if not the highest round count programs available, and I recommended people not employ a subcompact. Compact, fine. Like a G19, no big deal. G26, you're going to be hurting for certain. There's not a lot of now that I think about it, you know, generate the thought in my mind is generated by your point is I don't believe I know maybe a handful of people that choose to fire a compact gun as a primary, and that's a G19. But now that I think about it, I would have to ask. I really would. I would have to ask because it's out of my realm of experience to encounter that, you know, where somebody chooses to run with a subcompact specifically. I mean, they're niche guns, you know, to carry concealed. And if comfort and weight distribution, capacity, and all of these things balance out for you, and that's your choice, that's fine. I mean, that's the American way. I mean, that's what freedom is about, is having the freedom of choice on all levels. I just don't think it's I don't think you're setting yourself up for success by doing that. But okay. Then again,
well,
you know.
Coming up on the break, I want to find out why you think that. Simply because I do, and I want to talk about the guys that I know that I've heard are carrying this gun, but the caveat they have to it. That's when we get back. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC, this is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The eyes of the political world are on the Senate. It's now up to senators to decide how to proceed with a measure that would increase direct payments to Americans to $2,000. President Trump has demanded the increase, and it passed in the House yesterday. Georgia Republican Senator David Perdue on the bill the president signed late Sunday.
You know, I'm really delighted that the president signed the COVID bill into law Sunday night. I spoke with him many times over the weekend, over the holiday. He was very concerned about getting this help to the American people.
Vice President President-elect Kamala Harris received her coronavirus vaccine. Harris's vaccination comes exactly 1 week after President-elect Joe Biden received his. American Airlines is putting passengers back on Boeing 737 MAX for the first time in the United States since the aircraft was grounded nearly 2 years ago following two deadly crashes. USA Radio News. A federal judge ordered local election officials in Georgia to allow voting by more than 4,000 people whose eligibility was being challenged ahead of next week's runoff elections for the U.S. Senate. The judge blocking election boards in two counties from forcing a large number of voters to prove their residency before casting ballots in the runoffs. The group is bringing challenges in each of Georgia's 159 counties based on change of address data they obtained from the United States Postal Service. A home improvement store's recall has people taking notice.
Over 190,000 ceiling fans sold at Home Depot are being recalled after reports that the blades fell off while spinning, hitting people, and causing property damage. The Hampton Bay Mara indoor-outdoor ceiling fans were sold this year between April and October at Home Depot stores and via its website. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. I'm getting a second opinion because I did a review of a gun and a lot of people did not agree with my assessment. So I just wanted a second opinion because I don't profess to know everything about all this stuff. But hey,
okay,
working on this. Now, here's the caveat that I've seen with some of these guys, especially these guys that are special forces types, as they say. Like Jack Carr. Do you know him? Do you know who he is?
No, I don't.
Uh-huh. Okay. I think he's a former special forces soldier that now writes books. But he carries the CP-365. And
okay.
Now, I've seen where he has made statements, in case of something heavier, I carry a service pistol in my kit in the car.
Okay.
So,
So he's relying on a compact.
Right.
Or carry.
Right.
As a civilian. I'm drawing out, I mean, what I'm saying may be true or not. I'm just drawing out what you're saying and what it's telling me about him choosing the 365. So he's not active duty, right?
Right.
He's retired, so he's a civilian carrying a 365, but he keeps a full-size 365 in his vehicle, in his kit.
I think he carries a SIG P320 compact, which is a Glock 19 size pistol.
Okay. Okay, there's nothing wrong with that. Why?
Well, I don't either. I just, is that, now, is he saying, Now, you think that it's a bad idea to rely on that in a anything more than as a self-defense gun. I kind of think the gun is probably pretty good. It's probably good enough.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But see, therein lies a problem.
Okay.
That you're not going to mitigate, really, because, you know, let me clarify.
Okay.
People should choose their kit and equipment once they have, like, done an analysis or an evaluation of what they know to be their operating environment. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, having come to that conclusion, what is the threat level of that environment? You know, what's the outcome of the threat assessment you conducted? How likely is it for you to have to rely on said choice? And what I see is you've got, you know, your average bear, your entry level dude, new, gun owner, new pistol owner, has gone through the machinations to get their carry permit from, you know, based on whatever, wherever they're at, the state they live in. But doesn't mean you're trained. Doesn't even mean you're competent. But there's so much tomfoolery in the gun industry, it kind of keeps us all in business in a way, because people don't know or understand the realities of carrying a pistol or being armed full time all the time, and what you learn from that. And that's okay. You know, ask the right people or get involved with your local, you know, shooting community, or see what is available in respect to professional training in your area, or go to the people that do know and get yourself up to speed. But as it relates to, and I'm strictly speaking for myself, as it relates to choosing a compact or subcompact handgun to rely on, like solely rely on it as a fighting handgun, I believe is a mistake. I would not do it myself. I would go with a full-size gun for the reasons I've stated previously, you know, full-size amount of real estate to efficiently run the gun as hard as it can be. Full size in respect to heat dissipation, you know, and basically the way to do the math on heat dissipation in your head would be volume of fire divided by the amount of surface, cooling surface of the handgun. So, you know, you take a full size gun and compare it side by side to a subcompact gun, the subcompact gun is going to soak up and radiate quite a bit more heat than a full-size gun. Got it? But that's in a sustained firing type environment. Compact guns, the downside to compact guns is some will not accommodate a full-size gun's magazines. Glock does a good job of it. I believe SIG does the same thing. However, if you have a subcompact gun, I would carry it in whatever manner, right side, left side, appendix, SOB, whatever, with its factory capacity mag in place, which keeps it compact. You follow me?
My
reserve magazines would be the full-size 15, 17-round full-size magazines.
Right.
As my reserve mag. And that's, you know, it really depends on the individual, how much time, energy, and resources you have to put into working with your kit and equipment, in respect to how proficient, you can be or you want to be. You gotta put the time in on the guns.
Right.
You can't ignore that.
When, we're coming up on the next break when we get back.
Yep.
I don't think I've ever told you this. I'm going to tell you what my primary motivational thoughts are when I think about a gun I'm going to carry. And I didn't say this in the review either. Maybe I should have. I completely understand the likelihood of it, but I'm going to point out a few instances where likelihood rapidly went out the window. And it, you know, it wasn't one of those rare things in one of those moments, but, you know. That's that. How is your, you know what, I'll ask you about this at the beginning of the first thing I'm going to ask you when we get back is how's your rehab? So have that teed up and ready to go.
Oh, man, I'm kicking butt.
Yeah, good deal.
I'm way ahead of the power curve.
Outstanding. Well, I told you you were going to be. I don't know why I thought that, but I told you that. You were like, well, I don't know if I'm going to be or not, Bill. And I was like, yeah, you will.
But there's a danger to it, too. We'll talk about that.
Anyway. Dave Harrington on Facebook, if you want to check out what Dave's got going on and maybe catch a couple of really good guitar riffs. And the website is combatspeed.com. Work in progress, but it's happening. This is Lock and Load.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Now, I know you were in the military when I was in the military, I don't remember if it was 85, I think it was 85, when we bombed Libya.
Right.
And that morning, I was stationed at I was in U.S. Army Europe, or as they refer to it as USARA. And I was at the Bamberg post in 154 Mech Infantry Mailed Foot Sir. And shortly after that happened, I had been on CQ, charge of quarters.
Right.
So I went home and I was asleep. And while I was asleep, and I slept through all of this, I'm no hero in this. While I was asleep, four Libyan nationals tried to come into my apartment where I was living in Strulendorf. And my landlady and my wife kept them out.
Wow.
At that time, the only gun I owned at the time was a Walther PP Supergun in 380. The rounds it fired, you could watch them go downrange. It was not exactly what I would refer to as an impressive thing. Although, if I kept it, it was probably worth a lot of money. I did switch from that to a full-blown 9mm after all that happened. As a matter of fact, I think MI tracked those guys and finally caught up with them and took them into custody in Munich. That was a thing. I mean, a lot of interviewing going on over that and everything else.
Right.
Then, and I was a civilian when this happened, I saw what happened at the Westgate Mall in Nairobi, Kenya, where a bunch of guys pre-positioned some weapons, a bunch of terrorists and everything, and they went into a shopping mall, like any shopping mall here in the United States, and
now,
I don't remember
how... They worked it over pretty hard.
Yeah, and I don't remember how many people they killed, but initially the military, who was in Kenya, I guess they were the proper people to respond to that in-country, they were going for hours, and the only people that showed up were civilians that had permits that showed up with CZ-75s, or as they called them, Seiskas.
Right.
And they saved a lot of lives. And then we come to Mumbai, the dismounted attack in Mumbai, where that's also another thing that I think that we, people like you, probably look at that and you say, wow, we're just so wide open for this, where you had two-man teams working in coordination, hitting here, hitting there, hitting, you know, dividing up the law enforcement, dividing up the military. Nobody knew where they were going. Nobody knew what they were doing. And they were all being coordinated from, I think, Pakistan. So I look at those things, and the first thing I think is the likelihood of Libyans coming into my house again, or me being in a mall, the mall that is attacked by terrorists on any given day, or me being in a city where they have a pre-coordinated attack, I realize the rarity of that, the likelihood of that. I realize the rarity, the likelihood of me being involved in a self-defense shooting. You know, it's okay. But at the same time, I just can't shake out of my head that I had a football coach that told me you play the way you practice. You know?
Right. Exactly. That's how it works.
And so, you know, for this reason, you know, I wanted to go with this smaller gun. I had a couple of things against me, arthritis in the hands. Well, that's really the biggest thing against me was arthritis in the hands. I just had a little few problems manipulating it, and so it's not the gun for me. But
it's going to happen, man. You got to give yourself a little time to work with that gun and make the adjustments you need to. That's all. Well, you shouldn't expect yourself to be able to run a subcompact gun or even a compact gun as well as you can a full-size gun right off the bat. I mean, if you can, that's cool, but you would be the anomaly.
Well, as far as that, you've already addressed this, though. Taking one of those things and having to use that over the course of a... Like, if it's one guy that's coming up and he's going to knife me if I don't give him my wallet, and I apply the rule of threes as taught by Mr. Yeager, where it's 3 rounds, 3 seconds, 3 feet... That's going to be fine. That's going to be a perfect gun for that. I mean, any you would probably tell me this. Masada Yu would tell me this. I'm sure James Yeager would tell me this. But if I have to sit there and actually think about shooting and moving, I don't think so. What do you think?
With a subcompact gun?
Yes, sir.
Why would that be an issue?
Well, I mean, if I'm having, first of all, I can't carry, the gun can hold 10, 12, or 15 rounds. So at 15 rounds, when you start carrying 15 rounds, and most of the people that I know that are carrying this gun that commented on this are carrying the 365 XL, which is roughly the same size as a Glock 19.
Okay.
Which when you get to that point, when you're beefing something that up, you know, making it longer, giving it a longer grip, I sort of think that defeats the whole purpose of it being a subcompact, doesn't it?
I get it. Yeah.
So.
But, you know, it sells more guns, too. You know, it's like, hey, man, you know, we see the shortcomings of the 365 compact, so let's offer the 365 XL, call it good, and sell more guns. Yeah, that's cool. I get it.
Anyway, you were the one that taught me.
A live and learn thing, man. You know, the bottom line is, no matter what your operating environment is, what you expect, what you hope to be prepared to handle, and the kit and equipment that you have assembled and have in your immediate possession to deal with it are all decisions and actions that you will either survive or perish by. That's it. Nobody lives forever. It's all theory until you put it into application. See what I mean?
I do.
So... You know, just, you know, people, you know, I just encourage people to, you know, think it through. Take it to the end of the universe, man. Carry that thought process out and investigate every nook and cranny so you can have complete confidence in the decisions you make and actions you take in respect to your personal security and safety and that of your loved ones.
Indeed.
Do the right thing at the right time every time.
Right.
You should survive it.
Right, right, right. So anyway, I just wanted to pick your brain on that and everything. I had not thought about the whole heat issue, and I guess that has to do with the close proximity of the slide to the barrel and everything. It's going to affect it in a sort of a bad way.
Run that by me again.
Well, you were saying the heat issue.
Yeah. Yeah. What about the heat issue? It's real. Compact, subcompact guns. If you're going to go out and put in what I would consider a solid workout, at some point heat is probably going to become an issue. You know, unload and clear it, lock slide to the rear, put it in a cool place, make sure there's a good breeze, let it cool off. Once it's cool, go back to work.
Gotcha. All right.
You know, gun overheats. If you're in action and the gun overheats, suck it up and drive on. You know, what are you going to do?
I don't guess you probably don't want to quit shooting while you're in the middle of that, huh?
No, not at all, man.
Not at all.
If gun gets hot, you're probably still alive.
Well, one thing.
Looking at it.
Well, thankfully, next week we'll be in 2021, so I look forward to 2021. I want to thank you for taking the time to join me this evening, sir.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate the opportunity, Mr. Bill.
Continue to heal good. Have a happy new year, and I will catch you when we're out of this crazy year.
All right, man. Take care. Be safe and shoot first if you have to.
Yeah, that's right. Hour number two is inbound. Coming up next is going to be Rick Ector on Planet Rick. This is Lock and Load.
STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.